The chances that a newborn baby will survive the hazardous first days and weeks of life can be improved by applying simple, proven methods. That's according to researchers working in Tanzania. Joanna Schellenberg told me about her group's work, based in the town of Mtwara, involving community health volunteers. I asked her how big is the challenge they're facing in Tanzania and other countries in Africa.
When you look at deaths in different age groups, the biggest number of deaths is in newborns. That's babies in their first month of life. More newborns are dying than virtually any other age group. They're the most vulnerable part of society. And of those deaths in the first month, more of them happen on the first day, the second day, than any other days.
Now, you're conducting a massive study. Can you tell me what you're doing and why?
We're looking at ways to try to improve newborn survival, but ways that would work in the health system and in the community here. So on a very large scale, in six districts of southern Tanzania, we're looking at two different ideas, if you like, to try to improve newborn survival. One of them is working to improve the health services in peripheral health facilities, in dispensaries and in health centres. And the other one is to counsel mothers at home and their families at home in the community in pregnancy and early in the newborn period to try to improve behaviours for newborn babies.
But isn't knowledge about this already quite widespread?
The ideal behaviours, yes, they may be known, but not known in the community. In some ways, it's a success story because, of course, most babies do survive, but they're very vulnerable and there are practices that could be improved, and those are the things that mothers are being counselled on. For example, breastfeeding within the first hour of life, warmth, hygiene for people who are assisting at birth, the importance of giving birth in a health facility for anybody who possibly can. Those are some of the things that we're emphasising through the counselling.
Now, you've got a massive study. It involves something like a million people, doesn't it? And lots of volunteers. Now, tell me a little bit about the volunteers, why they're important.
In order to reach people in rural Tanzanian households, we've worked with the communities to identify volunteers from those communities. And they were not recruited by the researchers. They were recruited by the communities themselves. They're supervised and supported by village executive officers, by staff from the local health facilities, and they're answerable to their local communities, not to us as a research team.
So what are you doing with them?
They have been trained by the local health teams. They've been trained just for a 1 week period to counsel, to visit women at home in pregnancy, and to tell them some of these very simple messages about the importance of preparing for giving birth in a health facility, preparing for birth, even if it happens on the way to the health facility, are you ready for that? Saving money in pregnancy. But then once the baby is really on the way, the woman is in labour, is there a birth assistant on hand? Have you got gloves for that birth assistant? Have you got soap and water, hygiene during delivery? Then once the baby's born, the importance of breastfeeding immediately, so putting the baby to the breast as soon as possible after birth. And then if the baby is either premature or smaller than usual, extra care for premature babies, take them straight to the nearest health facility. For babies who are smaller than usual, give them skin-to-skin care for the first few days of life to keep them warm. It promotes warmth and promotes breastfeeding as well.
Is it likely that using trained volunteers like this and having a lot of them is better than trying to get all of the mothers to a small number of doctors and midwives?
We need to do both, of course. It's not one or the other. But it would take many years before Tanzania has enough doctors and midwives to provide the care that is needed in all of these communities. So I see it as maybe an interim measure to try to improve behaviours for people who are giving birth at home.
Now, from what you've learned already, because I know this is an ongoing study, there's a lot still to come, but from what you've learned already, what are the big practical messages that you would like to leave people with all over the world in other situations, not just Tanzania?
It's challenging to work with over 800 volunteers in the community. It's challenging to find ways to support them and manage them and supervise them through routine systems. One of the things that we've done that's quite innovative is not just to leave their supervision to the health staff in peripheral health facilities. We've brought in support from the village executive officers, actually, who are government employees, if you like. They're not health staff, but they are very important for supporting the community. And that's a new system that we brought in, and it's going very well at the moment. They actually have a lot of contact with the volunteers. The volunteers are happy about it, and even the health staff are happy about it.
And many of the illnesses that are causing these babies to die very early in life are very simple things, aren't they?
Yes, the three main causes of newborn death in this situation would be problems in the intrapartum period, so what used to be called birth asphyxia, but it's now called intrapartum death. That's one. Infection is another, so infection's partly caused by a lack of hygiene in childbirth, but also caused by people putting things on the cord when they don't need to put things on the cord. And some of those infections even can be prevented by immediate breastfeeding. Breastfeeding brings all sorts of benefits for the mother and for the baby beyond the simple nutrition of feeding this little baby.
What's the bottom line of all of this kind of work? Because a lot of babies still are dying in many countries. Is it the volunteer help that's going to be the magic key, or is it just everybody being more aware and more educated?
It may be a bit of both, but certainly I think volunteers are a key to changing behaviours in the community. You can change behaviours in the community in many different ways, and what we're doing is seeing where the volunteers are feasible in this setting. It's difficult to work with volunteers. They're volunteering. They're doing something for nothing. They're doing something for their community. That people have then very high expectations of what volunteers can do in a short period of time. And what we're doing is testing the feasibility of working with a very large group, seeing whether they can lead to behaviour change over a relatively short period of just a few years.
Joanna Schellenberg of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. I'm Peter Goodwin, reporting for Audio News from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.